Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. It is straight up top of the hour. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you for caring about your world, your family, and staying well outside the medical profession. You know, I never thought I would be saying this, given the fact that I went to school as a registered nurse for 5 years. I went to college to become a registered nurse, and now I'm doing just the opposite of everything I was taught. Well, let me go back to this issue of coconut oil. Please understand how important this is. It does work. It is the truth. This is not just a news story. But taken internally, coconut oil is renowned and powerful for being an antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial agent. Now, with time, its disease-fighting lipid or fat compounds build in the body and provide the ongoing protection for numerous problems. Of course, coconut oil also helps eliminate the immediate pathogenic problems. It eliminates Staph aureus, MRSA, among the many bacteria and viruses that coconut oil has been shown to inactivate. A therapeutic dose of coconut oil is usually like, now this is therapeutic, meaning if you have a problem, this is not preventative, this is therapeutic, and you take more when it's therapeutic. If you want to get rid of MRSA or some problem, I'm not giving you medical advice. This is just what science has shown. 3 to 4 tablespoons each day. Now, that would not be difficult to do if you put it in your eggs, you put it in your salad dressing, you put it in your
smoothies.
You fill in the blank, whatever you use it for.
You can replace every cooking oil with coconut oil.
That's right. Every single one. Coconut oil also helps because you can use it on high temperatures. That's the reason. Coconut oil also helps the body detoxify itself. Now, this is important because MRSA not only affects the skin, but it poisons the blood, MRSA does. In fact, MRSA has been found to be the cause of 40% of all blood poisoning cases in the UK. And when your blood is being poisoned, the only logical solution is to help your body remove those poisons. Well, externally, coconut oil can be used as skin lotion, which creates a protective barrier on the skin. There's probably no better skin item to use than coconut oil. Probably, well, Healon, and it probably has coconut oil.
Look at all your lotions. Most of them have, you know, coconut oil in them.
Yeah, but not good coconut oil.
Well,
you know, I mean the stuff over the counter.
Sure.
Yeah, unfortunately. Because of this barrier and the fact that your skin will now have protective antibacterial compounds in it, using coconut oil externally regularly before entering a hospital or coming in contact with an infected person may prevent you from catching the disease. Coconut oil acts with other compounds on our skin to create an acidic surface that is inhospitable to pathogens. Now, when this barrier is in place, very few pathogens are found on our skin. Our bodies have the acidic barrier naturally, but soap removes it. This leaves us open to the problems that enter the body through the skin, including MRSA. For this reason, it is best to use coconut oil on the skin immediately after bathing to restore the protective barrier quickly, like on a baby or on your children. Pull them out of the tub, slather on some coconut oil. For extra MRSA fighting power, the natural antiseptic and antibacterial agent tea tree oil can be added to coconut oil. Now, we carry in the Melaleuca alternifolia is the name of it we carry in the Young Living Oils. Coconut oil before applying it to the skin. Tea tree oil has been shown in studies to be effective against the disease, and coconut oil will help draw the tea tree oil into the body as well. Most doctors don't know what they're doing in long-term immune health of patients. We all know that, but we do know coconut oil works. We carry it at the Power Hour. It comes, there are some glass containers and some plastic containers. We have coconut vinegar, coconut, coconut milk, coconut water. It's available at the Power Hour. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You know, there are some people that just take coconut oil and put it on a piece of bread. And that's how they get their coconut oil. Put sprouts on top of it, whatever. I don't know that I would like that one, but that's one way people do it, just to get their coconut oil. But you take a spoonful of coconut oil and give it to a dog, they love it. They know it is good for them, and they want more and more of it. The mumps outbreak, ladies and gentlemen. Guess who's got mumps now? It's 77% of those that are infected were vaccinated. The vaccine is spreading mumps. Not a surprise to Power Hour listeners. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces a healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
If you like vitamins, say ILikeVitamins.com.
Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, Shisandra seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a one-month supply for only $29.97 plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ILikeVitamins.com. That's ILikeVitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ILikeVitamins.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. You are entering the second hour, 8 minutes after the hour, wherever you are. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for caring and asking questions that some people say we shouldn't be asking. Well, Stan Deo is our guest now. I am looking forward to this. You know, I didn't even want him to tell me what he's going to talk about on the show last night because I want to hear it firsthand with you. Because Stan Deo, if you have never talked to him, if you've never heard from him, if you've never read the works of Stan Deo, which the book Dare to Prepare by his wife Holly Deo, and the book Cosmic Conspiracy, amazing, just absolutely amazing. Like we were saying earlier, it's really expensive if you get it on the internet now because it is so good. Well, Stan Deo, and this is his intro, has held above top secret security clearance, worked undercover for the FBI, part of an exclusive black project headed by Dr. Edward Teller, specializing in the development of flying saucer technology. He is also a computer programmer whiz, senior systems analyst, research physicist, marine architect. Well, let me just say he's done everything, okay? He also has been an amateur archaeologist in the Middle East, explored a real, he says, Indy Jones cave in the Qumran area of Israel. He's been involved in so many things. He is a student of Hebrew and now Aramaic, and he joins us today to talk about the cosmic conspiracy. Thank you so much, Stan Deo, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Hey, thank you, Joyce. Wow, I'm a black meter guy. I'm great.
Well, he's done everything, and he knows an awful lot, which is so amazing. And I am just so thrilled to have you joining us today, because there is a lot of information that we want to know that you have. All right, let's start first of all. Give us your background, your Cliff Notes background, because you come from an amazing family. You attended the Air Force Academy for a while, and after that, you did some pretty quiet things. At least they're quiet from the standpoint of us finding out about them, didn't you?
Right. Well, after I left the Academy, I went to Dallas and studied computing at IBM. Back in the early days when we still had wires we plugged into boards and read punch cards, kind of an antique, I guess. But anyway, at that time, I was doing that and doing private research at home in my lab in discovering a new way to make aircraft fly. And I designed a flying saucer, is what it amounted to. And I admit, as a child, my father was interested in the UFO reports and things like that, so it kind of poured over into my brain bucket. And I thought, well, okay, if there are UFOs, saucers, how would they work? And so I developed a rather novel way to make a disc-shaped aircraft fly extremely fast using ionized air. Anyway, I hadn't patented it yet. I was still playing around with the idea in my den at home and then working at the daytime job of computing. Well, I got approached. I'm compressing several years, but I got approached by a representative of Dr. Edward Teller, who you may remember dubbed as the father of the hydrogen bomb.
Yes.
And Dr. Teller's representative was Dr. James R. Maxfield there in Dallas, and he sent word through a friend of his to me at my office, come see me this afternoon at 3 o'clock at this address. And, okay, so I went there, and long story shorter, he knew what I'd been doing in my private thoughts, almost in my lab, which no one knew. And he said, tell me what you've been doing, boy. He was this big, tall Texan with a cigar and kind of a crew-cut hair. And he was big. I mean, he was a tall guy, 6'6" or some odd. Anyway, and we were in his office, and all along the wall, I see pictures of him and Teller and him and Teller under in a submarine under one of the polar caps, whatever they were doing. They were drinking champagne as they passed under it. And I knew that I was in the presence of somebody kind of big and important. And so he said, well, what have you been doing in your lab? And I said, well, I'm thinking here I am talking to, you know, the grand poobah of mathematics and physics, you know.
That's right.
I don't want to sound like a fool, but so I said, well, sir, I've been kind of researching ways to take, magnetism, electricity, and gravity, too. He says, yeah, we know. You're working on anti-gravity. Now, where are you?
Wow.
And, you know, I said, well, not quite there yet. I'm getting there. I've got a plasma type designed for a craft. And he says, yeah, we had one of those, oh, gosh, what, 15 years ago. We've now gone to other designs. And I said, we. And then he started telling me about the classified, well, a bubble classified. It was a multinational project, but it was hidden from our government, even, I think, a project to build and design types of flying saucers from plasma, things like I was looking at, to an air flow designed up to gravitational things, which they were working on and had perfected at that time in 1971. And he said, we want you to join our project. And I said, well, yeah. Well, where is it? And he said, well, we want you to go to Australia. We'll send you down there. And compressing the story again, I was sent down there. I joined the team in Melbourne and under Sir John Williams, and he was the British component of the multinational group. And after a year and a half, 2 years, I parted company with them because I was disgusted with the way they were keeping certain technologies back to allow people to, like hundreds of millions of people, to die. If they'd had that technology, they would have, you know, like in Indian stuff, they were going to withhold grain loans and withhold technology for power to power the wells and stuff like that.
Okay, but let me expand a little bit, if you would, please, on how they were going to allow people to die, or what kind of technologies could they have implemented that would have saved people's lives?
Well, energy, for one thing, a device that's basically a thermoelectric converter of high efficiency that would produce power nuclear activity to produce electricity to pump wells and to get water out of the fields so they could feed themselves, say like in India, Pakistan, Africa, where water was short. And also with the flying saucer craft we were developing, we could transport large amounts of grain and people and equipment very rapidly. I mean, a lot faster than we do today.
Well, now, wait a minute. We don't normally think of in terms of flying saucer craft and transporting grain. But you're talking about functional uses for anti-gravity machines.
Yeah.
Then.
Well, that's where we parted company, because they were holding it back for a big deception, a big Fool the People of the World Act to come, well, sometime around now. The idea was, and I, as I get older, I see where they were coming from and why they withheld the technology. But at the time, it irritated me, and I didn't see the wisdom of it. And being young and wanting to set the world on fire with new technologies, you know. But what they wanted to do was this. They'd realized that we have competing economies, cultures, religions on the planet that would probably prohibit the nations ever coming together into a one-world government. And they could see that as the final solution to planet Earth, to end war, would be to have a global oneness. So they knew that if they tried to force people, put them in jail or in prison camps like Hitler did, that that might temporarily gain control of the planet, but it wouldn't gain the hearts and minds of the people, and they would become a resistance like the French did and break down this global order. Well, I knew that the United Nations and the League of Nations had failed because people got together and, you know, 197 countries or whatever could not agree on how to pour a cup of tea. But, you know, they you can't get them in the room together to agree. Basic things were, major stumbling blocks were the religions, the Hindi, the Muslim, the Christian, the Jew. They just would not compromise their religious faith. That was a basic building block of the psyche. So the guys got together, the people I was contracted with, and they said, look, let's form a hidden technological development, a project where we can develop technologies that people don't know anything about in any country. And if we find new inventions being done or bright young sparks of new ideas in physics or that, or medicine, let's bring them into our group and let's keep their discoveries as though we were an alien, like, in other words, let's create a fake alien community that nobody knows about right now, and we'll hide the technology, develop it, and then we will at some future date, which is now, come forth to the people and say, look, you're threatened by these major disaster curves, and, you know, you've got food shortages, you've got bad weather, global warming, which is kind of, put that in quotes, and climate change, and you've got asteroid impact threats. You've got threat of nuclear war in the Middle East, which is, I mean, like today, Ahmadinejad said he's going to do something that's going to really astound the Western world today. Oh, hold on. Okay, he's announced that he's a nuclear state, which means he's got the bomb, and I think it means that he's got the bomb anyway, because no matter what people say on the outside, he's the one that knows what they've got, and he's been saber-rattling to start the war. Anyway. That's him over there, and that's one of the major curves threatening the planet. Well, these Illuminists, let's call them, that develop the technologies and hit it, want to come in and fly in their saucers over cities, the big saucers. And I know how they construct the large, mile-wide craft. Most engineers and physicists would say that's impossible, but they don't work with anti-gravity and don't know how it works. But you can build huge platforms, I mean, just miles across, and fly them around the planet, and they won't fall apart from their own weight or anything like that.
Miles across.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, wouldn't that impress you though, Joyce? If a couple mile diameter craft came.
I mean, a little 4-inch by 4-inch saucer would impress me, but I mean miles across. Let me go back to something that you said before we move on, because this is so incredibly important. That you said that they would create a fake alien community. Now, from that, I'm going to ask you after this four-minute break, are we talking about the fact that all aliens are fake and we create them when we need them, or are there some real ones and some fake ones? We'll be back after this break. 4 minutes. I know you're not going to be able to stand it until we get back with Stan Deo after this four-minute break. This is Joyce Riley.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture Products today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we can change our world, and some of the people out there that are making those changes, like Stan and Holly Deo, they are amazing people, and I'm just glad that we have the honor to know them here at the Power Hour and have them on the show. Stan Deo, who is an expert in just about everything. I mean, he studied so much. He graduated from high school 3 months after his 16th birthday. He graduated high school and younger than I could even imagine, and he was awarded a partial engineering scholarship to the University of Texas, and he received a full congressional appointment scholarship to the U.S. Air Force Academy. And he is here today to help us understand a lot of things. And I don't know if we'll be able to understand them, but we're sure getting an earful. And please sign up for the email blast. When you sign up for the email blast at thepowerhour.com, it will have the second hour program right there linked for you. So all you have to do is click on it. And the program plays. That is so neat, because then you don't have to go searching around for the archive or whatever. You've got it right there for you forever. And you can send out the email blast to anybody on your list and say, hey, listen to Stan Deo in the second hour or in the third hour. And that's why the email blast is so important. Nobody gets those email addresses at all, period. They're used solely for this email blast that goes out to you. So we're in talking with Stan Deo, who was involved with Dr. Edward Teller and his people at one point in time. We're going to get into some of the other things that he talks about, the Tower of Babel, Stairway to Heaven. But before we do that, the question that I had for you at the end of the last segment is, when you say an alien community, they created a fake alien community, are you talking about the fact that there are some fake and some real alien communities, or are all alien communities fake?
Joyce, it's a very good question, and one that I was going to address eventually this morning, and I guess this is as good a time as
well. If you'd like to save it, you can, if you need to build the story
first. No, it follows what we're talking about, because I guess it was a Freudian slip when I said fake alien community, but these were people, you know, humans like us with advanced technology that were going to, they wanted to be a force that would frighten the nations of the world, no matter what religion, what military strength they had, frighten them with a common enemy so big and so powerful technologically that they would just have to bond together, like brothers and sisters who are, say, two brothers who are fighting at home. Yeah. In your bedroom at night, but it's time to go to bed, making noise. Dad in the other bedroom says, "You guys quieten down in there. I'm going to come in with the bell." And they keep on making noise, jumping on the beds and fighting with each other and wrestling on the floor, like nations do.
Mm-hmm.
Except, you know, the nations do a little bit harder. But anyway, so Dad is right. That's it. He gets up, slams open the door, comes over to their door, bang, gets at the door, falls off the hinges, flat on the floor. He's got this 8-foot-long, meat-cleaving belt in his hand. He says, "You're going to die if you don't get in the bed and go to sleep and get along now." Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this has happened in history, I'm sure. So what the Illuminists wanted to do was, okay, we can't force people, you know, like Hitler did. We can't coerce them like the United Nations is trying to do. Let us fool them long enough that they will see if they can get along, and we'll make a global philosophy, religion, and economy, and law that they can live with. We'll compromise. And to that end, even the Catholic Church has started to make moves toward making a unified world religion, even entertaining Islam in meetings in Melbourne to try to form this world church where they can agree on common factors so that they can have this one world faith. Now, The Illuminists who were planning all this did not know officially that we had, in the beginning, a real alien presence. This presence started to manifest just before the end of World War II, and then in 1947 at Roswell in the crash, and then in the early 1950s when they landed negotiated a treaty with the humans. Now, there are at least three kinds of quote-unquote aliens that have been recorded in the popular press: the little grays, the big grays, and the Nordic tall, good-looking humans, you know, with fair skin and, you know, light eyes and all that kind of stuff. Now, I've never met any of them that I know of. I've just kind of what the popular press says. What convinced me of their presence was in the group, in the Teller organization. They rumored this, and they told us about the agreements, the technology we were sharing. And then I found it in the Hebrew writings that I've been translating recently, to prove that the alien coming down now, this great alien invasion, was predicted, or was told to Daniel the prophet back in 6.
Whoa, alien invasion. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back after. Oh, my gosh, I got goosebumps. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. I don't want to go, but we got to.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Wow, you want to translate that for us, Josh? Walking on the Moon. Well, welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We're talking to Stan Deo today, and I'm not going to take up any time to promote because I want to hear every single word this man has to say. Stan Deo has written a couple of books, The Cosmic Conspiracy and The Vindicator Scrolls, which are no longer available, but we may have some really good news coming out very shortly on those, on the Cosmic Conspiracy book. And along with his wife, Holly Deo, wrote Dare to Prepare, Holly Deo wrote Dare to Prepare. And that is a book that you will find most helpful in being able to get ready for whatever is going to happen. It is 8.5 by 11, 600 pages, 600 pages of how to prepare. Everything you need in food, water, shelter, energy, all the skills you're going to need. I mean, I was seeing in here that there, I mean, even how to make soap in here, because everything you're going to need, how to store, how to function, how to find water, everything is in this book. There was something I saw earlier that just surprised me that I hadn't realized was in here. There's all about nuclear emergencies, what to do with that. hurricane emergency, everything. I mean, everything to prepare is in this book. This is the most massive book on preparation, and we have it at the available at the Power Hour. It is on special right now. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. And just as a side note, Stan, when I was talking to you last night, I thought it was interesting. You said they are going out the door by the cases now because people realize they better get their act together. That's sort of translation of what you said, though.
That's right. That's true. They're just... We're amazed, really, because we thought that making case lots available would be for bookstores and stuff, but we put it up on our website and started to share with just our normal visitors up there, you know, the customers. And to our amazement, people were buying it and giving it away to their family and friends to get them ready. So that's not like for retail or stuff, it's like giving it away. Some are using it in first responder schools. Some are using it in emergency preparedness classes in the Eastern States, North Carolina, Washington State, Oregon, Canada, we've even done some up there for first responders. So it's just amazing. It's just very timely.
Well, and everybody does need a way to prepare, and this is like the gold standard on how to prepare, ladies and gentlemen. It's available at the Power Hour. Call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. And kudos to Holly Drennan-Deo for having done such a phenomenal job on this. I'm going to get back to that statement that you made right as we went to the end of the break, which just was like chilling, in which you said preparing for the alien invasion. All right, let's go from there.
All right, well, we started off by looking at the Illuminists trying to generate a fake alien invasion to bring the planet together peacefully long enough that they could see that it could work and that it... been interrupted in the mid-40s by the realization or the meeting of humans with real aliens. Now, the alien presence was immediately recognized by the Illuminists as a threat to them. It really was the superpower way ahead of them. But they had two battles to fight in. They had to keep their technology quiet, not for a fake alien landing in the future, but they had to keep it quiet so they could develop it to hope to beat back the real alien invaders, if you wish. And what they didn't know at the time, I don't think, was that these quote-unquote aliens were beings that were here when the Garden of Eden was created. They were part of a civilization that is in a concentric or parallel universe to us, according to the old writings anyway. And they were the basis for the Sumerian gods that were talked about in ancient stelas and papyrus scrolls and whatever, you know, clay tablets that they produce over there. So these beings came through time almost. In fact, I suspect they did, because they can do it with the technology. They can move forward in time and not age very much at all. And so these real aliens were really not aliens, but, you know, part of the crew that supervised Earth in the creation. And the sad part about it is that the scriptures also say that they are the rebels that rebelled against the God of gods, as they say in the old text. I think most people today in the United States would relate to them being like fallen angels, followers of Satan, that kind of stuff. They do look like us, except they're taller, and their skin is fairly nice in the sunlight. Apparently, it has a very small scale surface, so that it's like a rainbow light that comes off of them in the sunlight. The gray critters that people talk about, these little gray, big-eyed aliens, may be nothing more than biological robots made by these tall beings to do a couple of things. One is to plant information into the minds of a large segment of the population about, you know, they come in peace, they really don't mean you harm, that kind of stuff. And then to put fear into us when they started doing medical experiments on their abductees. And secondly, to make these gray critters the bad aliens so that the tall, good-looking human aliens could come posing as messengers of light, save us from the bad dudes, and set up a world government, a dictatorship, in essence, under a man that they would appoint over the world. and give power to with their technology. Now, our illuminists, I don't think, knew that in the beginning, but toward the late 60s, early 70s, they started to realize that these weren't from other planets. They were from around here, but in a parallel dimension, if you wish, parallel universe. And they started nicknaming them the Sumerian gods, or the return of the Sumerian gods. And in the late 70s, our battle with them to keep technology from them and to try to fight them ended, and most of our classified bases were overthrown or destroyed by the real presence of these super beings. So this is a history you won't find in the mainstream press. I know it sounds pretty weird, but I have proof now that I've been being like Daniel Jackson on the Stargate series. I've been pouring through old tablets, Sumerian, Chaldean, Aramaic, ancient Hebrew, finding the truth about what is about to happen. And it was known from, 600 BC at least forward. And it's been sealed. It's been hidden in the book of Daniel. And I've spent a lot of time now then here in the last year decoding portions of that book to see what it said. And we are definitely to expect in our generation, our time right now, an alien presence making itself known as the good guys, the good aliens, to fulfill Christian prophecy. They will say they are like our saviors, the saviors. They'll come to save us from the bad aliens, and we will come at them with open arms if we don't know better. But in essence, we are warned in the old writings that this will be a fake Messiah landing rather than an alien landing. It'll be a fake Messiah landing. And we are to not support them in any way, and not kowtow to them, in other words, because they are the bad seed, the satanic rebellion. It's a whole story about, I found it while I was researching, I found the whole story about why the earth has had all this turmoil since the Garden of Eden time, why we've had death and wars and what it all means and where it's headed and, what our options are, how we can live after this for a long time, if not forever. And it certainly helped me, and it helped Holly to understand inequities in life that we see with so many poor, so many dying, so many afflicted by war. We couldn't understand in the beginning why this was being allowed.
Well, why? Help us understand. Why is it being allowed?
Well, basically, in summary, there was a war, was and is a war in the upper in the parallel or concentric dimensions around us. And they are right around us, but we just can't see them. We're separated by, say, like a gravity frequency. We pass through them, they pass through us. And anyway, these beings there created the human civilization on Earth as a courtroom, a virtual courtroom, to settle a conflict in the heavens, in the universe that they live in. And it was a matter, a way of settling the conflict without destroying property and beings in their world, because they live forever there, and so they're granted that by the God of Gods, the head of their organization, or their culture, and he says, "Look, Satan challenged him. He was Lucifer at the time, the light bearer, and he challenged the authority of the ruler of that world, and so it was going to create a civil war." And it will end up that way in the finish. But so to avoid a war and to show that the law worked, the God's law worked for all beings there, they said, look, let us go down to Earth and set up a sentient being community. And then we will let them go the way you want to, where you invert the control instead of letting the spirit of God indwell all the beings. We will take that away. We'll let you control them, let each person be an individual island, and you control them the way you say you want to control the heavens here, and let's see if it works. And if it does, then we'll invert the way the heavens are run and do it your way, which is fair enough. And so the earth became a virtual courtroom in which Satan repeatedly cheated and tried to crossbreed with his beings to come down here into our area and to breed with our women and to make hybrid people, as Genesis 6 tells us about. And this is the first violation. That's why people, puzzle over this one phrase in Genesis when it's talking about Noah, and it says Noah was perfect in his generation. It means that his gene structure was not polluted. It was the original Adam line, which had been created for the courtroom, and he had not been crossbred, didn't have any bad genes with the fallen angelics that had come down and started to breed into our women to try to pollute or pervert the course of justice in this virtual courtroom. Beings here on this planet were given the option, and still are given the option, to live, a happy life forever and ever, and to take the place of those that are going to be sentenced to imprisonment forever up there by just accepting the fact that our doorway is the Messiah. And I know it sounds pretty simple, but that's all it is. And those who don't accept that will not wake up from their death. They will they'll just be gone. And some will be punished, as they say, but basically they're gone.
Now, you have studied, not only Hebrew, but Aramaic. And my question to you is, with all of this study and research that you have done, which scripture do you depend upon for the interpretation that you have from the sacred documents? I mean, which Bible, if you will, do you believe is the most relevant or the one that we should be reading?
It's hard to say. I guess if you want to look at it in English, the King James, but it's old English, it's like thee and thou and that kind of stuff, and that puts a lot of people off because they don't speak that way, and some things are rather hard to understand that way. But there are some books which are like Greek and English translation underneath it, like Nestle's Greek New Testament, or there's Vines. There are a number of New Testament translations. And then, of course, the Torah, which is the first five books, is pretty pristine in its, translation. And that is what I use in Hebrew and Chaldean Aramaic to get deeper into the word, actual word of phrases that don't seem to mean much in English. And you got to understand that the book of Daniel, for instance, in the Tanakh, the Old Testament, it is not accepted as part of the recognized prophets by Judaism. And the reason is because Daniel was captured as a young man in Israel with all the young princes of Israel, and he was captured by Nebuchadnezzar and taken over to live in Babylon. And in his lifetime there, he became, very powerful under Nebuchadnezzar as a ruler, a sub-ruler, and in the Chaldee province. And he, Daniel saw visions, and in his book, in the last chapter 10 and 12, 11 and 12, he saw a being with light shining out of his face and with a gold girdle wrapped around the middle of this long linen robe, and he was standing on top of the waters of the Tigris River and talking to Daniel and giving him prophecy to write down to be sealed until the time of the end, which is now. And as Judaism, the scribes and the sages of it said, look, Daniel can't be a real prophet because he never talked to God. Well, as far as they knew, that was correct. It was just some angel or something that appeared to him standing on the water and telling him all these things. And until John wrote the book of Revelation, in which he describes the Messiah appearing to him, Jesus appearing and having that waistband of gold, that fine linen cloth, the bright light, the voice of many thunders, he describes exactly the same guy that Daniel saw standing on the water, which meant that Daniel really was a prophet. And Jesus himself even quoted New Testament saying, as Daniel the prophet said, they didn't quote any other prophet, he said, as Daniel the prophet said, talking about these end days, and you'll find that much of Daniel is inherent in the book of Revelation of John. They just work hand in hand, and Daniel helps you to decode some things in Revelation and Revelation back the other way. And then there's a second code level, an encryption level, which hid the meaning of various words in Daniel for, 2,600 years nearly. Something I just stumbled onto when I was trying to translate a very difficult phrase. It didn't make sense in English. Like in the King James, in this figure verse, it said, the Antichrist at this time, and as I'm paraphrasing, will honor an alien god with the fortress of fortresses. And I thought, fortress of fortresses, or fortresses? That's stupid. They're two different words. They don't mean the same. When I started digging into it, I developed a technique to unlock what they really meant. And it's like in English, if you were to say, well, in Hebrew, the ancient Hebrew and Chaldean Aramaic that Daniel used, they didn't put vowels in. If they spelled the word feet, it would be F-T. And that you just had to know that F-T, in that context, in the sentence they were saying, you should put in E-E for feet.
Interesting.
But it could also be foot if you put two O's in, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or like if you had a word like line, you'd have an L and an N in the Hebrew, but it would be, that could be L-I-N-E for line, or L-A-N-E for lane, or L-O-N-E for long. You have to know how to put it in the context. When you do, it brings out a message that is absolutely incredible.
Now, you told me last night also that there are codes within the scripture that we need to talk about also. I defer. He has learned the language. I have not. We'll be right back after this three-minute break. Stay tuned with Stan Deo. This is Joyce Riley in the Power Hour. Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests, help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients, and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 Startup Package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Stan Deo today. It's 54 minutes after the hour. We have him until about the 45 after the next hour. So we really appreciate him joining us today and sharing so much information. We were talking about the scripture that he depends upon or reads. Of course, he reads it in Aramaic or in Hebrew. And we're looking at, though, where are we headed in this world? What's going to happen as a result of fake alien deception, real alien deception? I'm not sure. But if we look at what's happening in the weather right now, if we look what's happening in the tragedies, the terrorism, the man-made or God-made disasters, I don't know which, because the bad guys read the Bible too. And by the way, let me just ask that, make that comment with you. The bad guys read the Bible, so therefore, do the bad guys try to use Scripture against us?
Absolutely. I guess I didn't say that part, and I should, because the bad guys do read Scripture, and they are not stupid. We're talking about mentalities that are above ours, right? They're all genius compared to us, and they are trying to pervert the outcome of the trial, because to not win the trial means that they lose in a big way, all their power, everything. They're going to be incarcerated forever or destroyed. And the thing is that they are going to try to fulfill what Christians are expecting and what Muslims are expecting and what the Hindus are expecting. They're going to bring a fake, Messiah here first, or a group of Messiahs, these grays and as bad aliens. They've already done that, and they put it into the human consciousness across the planet, and the people are afraid of being abducted, that kind of junk, and aliens' presence. And when I say they're afraid, it's in the back of their mind, because no one has officially announced that the bad aliens are here. But the bad aliens are both groups, and they're going to come in a gambit, and they're going to play the good guys. The bad aliens are, and they've created their nemesis alien for our benefit. And when I say create, I think they've made biological robots, those grays that perform all these terrible abductions and mutilations and stuff that we hear about.
Okay, so then let me just ask. There are alien abductions or fake alien abductions. You're saying that they actually do come and get people and do bad things to them?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay.
The cattle mutilations, for instance, that Linda Moulton Howell has researched and reported on for many years, the incisions on the cattle, she said, were like nothing we have. They weren't like laser or anything. They were polished, smooth cuts into the flesh of the face or the genitals or the teeth of the female, like the cow and stuff like that. And we had nothing like that would allow incisions like that and leave no blood. And the animals frequently were drained of blood, but there was no blood on the ground. So they were picked up and mutilated at some other point and then dropped back down after they'd been drained of their blood. There's two ways, in fact, several ways, but since 1960, we've had what's called an ultrasonic horn, which became an ultrasonic scalpel in later years, made by Ultracision Corporation. And they vibrate these little scalpel blades at 50 to 55,000 times a second, and you make a cut in flesh, and instead of burning it, it melts the portion of the tissue and seals it so that it doesn't bleed and makes a polished cut. So we've had the technology ourselves, and then I've actually played with it in my dad's laboratory in 1960, making oil come out of shale rock. We weren't cutting bodies, but anyway, that's what it was.
Okay, that brings up the issue. We've got to go to a 1 minute, 10 second break. That's all we're going to be gone. But that brings up the issue of cattle mutilations and also of the crop circles. We'll be back with our guest, Stan Deo, after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Wow, you don't want to miss a second. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.